Good afternoon. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. I hope that all of you had a wonderful, uplifting, safe, and healthy Chag. Thank you so much for joining today's call and for making it a part of your day. Today is the third day of the Omer. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can view them prominently listed in the daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site, for someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha, or in honor of somebody, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. A daily sponsorship is $100, $360 for a week, and $1,000 for a month, and every penny will go directly to the OU's Emergency National Food Campaign. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Donations for any amount can be made at any time, and that can be made directly at ou.org/hunger. That's ou.org/hunger. I would like to thank all of you who have reached out over the past few days to share your thoughts and feedback. I truly and sincerely appreciate every single one of you and all of our daily call participants. I apologize to those of you whom I have yet to have the opportunity to respond to. Please be assured that I received your email and will, please God, be in touch as soon as I can. On behalf of the OU, I am honored to introduce Rabbi Yoni Levin, Assistant Rabbi at Congregation Esh Kodesh in Woodmere, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Levin reciting three paragraphs of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130. And if you do not have a Tehillim book in front of you, they can be referenced by clicking on the link in the daily email. Please note that due to the call being muted, that Rabbi Levin will be reciting the Tehillim slowly, but will not be doing it responsibly or pausing between Pesukim so that all of us on the call can say it together with him in unison. I've also asked Rabbi Levin to please recite the Perek, the chapter number in Hebrew and English, before he begins, and to briefly pause between each paragraph so that all of us can turn to the proper page. Following the recitation of Tehillim, Rabbi Levin will recite the Mishaberach Lecholim, the welfare prayer for those whom are sick. Please note that Rabbi Levin will pause at the appropriate point at which all of us on the call will have an opportunity to insert the name of all of those whom we are praying for. If you do not know someone's Hebrew name, it is okay to say it in English. Following the Mishaberach, Rabbi Levin will conclude with Achenu. Please stay tuned after the recitation of Tehillim for information regarding the speaker for tomorrow's call, as well as an exciting feature from the OU happening later tonight. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Levin.
Thank you so much, Naftali, and welcome to all of you joining us on today's call. We're standing here just a couple of days away from Shvi Shel Pesach, the last day of Pesach. It's the day whereby we celebrate, we commemorate the splitting of the Red Sea, the Kriyas Yam Suf. When Klal Yisrael was trapped by the Mitzrayim, they were trapped by the Egyptians, and straight ahead was just a body of water. And as they crossed through the Yam Suf, they broke out in song, and they sang Az Yashir. They were elated, they were enthusiastic, they were singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu his praises for finally redeeming them after so many years of enslavement. And the Gemara points out that at what point did they sing Az Yashir? Says the Gemara, B'shah, the moment, She'olu Yisrael min Hayaf, the moment that Bnei Yisrael left the Yam, left the sea, they came out at the other end, says the Gemara, Nasnu Einayim, they placed their eyes. They decided, Lomar Shira. They sang a song when the Yam Suf came crashing down on the Mitzrayim. They came crashing down on the Egyptians. In that moment, where they knew they were finally safe, they sang Az Yashir. But there's a Medrash that says differently. The Medrash describes the moment before they entered into the Yam Suf. Klal Yisrael was being enclosed by the Mitzrayim, by the Egyptians from behind. And they were facing the Yam Suf in front of them. no place to turn, no place to go, and they look to Moshe Rabbeinu, their leader. Say, Moshe Rabbeinu, ma aleinu la'asos, what could we possibly do, asks Bnei Israel. What could we possibly do? There's no place in front of us to go, and there's no place behind us to go. Moshe Rabbeinu responds, and he says, Atem, you, Bnei Israel, to you, Mepharim, you should bring glory. Umiromanim, you should exalt the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Vinosin Shir, you should sing to Kaddish Baruch Hu. You should sing his praise. Shevach, Ugdula, greatness. Lemisha Mechamel Shalom. Praise and sing to he who's in charge of war. And so the Medrash says, but also show at that moment. Paschu Yisrael Pim, they open their mouths, and they open their mouths wide. V'amushir, they sang a song. Ashir al Hashem ki go go. They started singing Az Yashir before the Yam Suf split. So the Medrash says they sang the song before Kriyat Yam Suf, and the Gemara says they sang after. Which one was it? And the great holy Vilna Gaon explains that there are two groups of Yidden, two groups of Jews at the Yam Suf. There were those who trusted in the Kaddish Baruch Hu before the Yom Tov even split. They had great emunah and bitachon, faith and trust in the Kaddish Baruch Hu that something is going to happen. They didn't know what. But like Nachshon ben Aminadab and his followers jumped into the Yom Tov before it even split. Because they had full faith that the Kaddish Baruch Hu was going to save them. And then there were those Jews who only entered into the Yom Tov after they saw it split. After they saw there was dry land for them to walk. So those who trusted in the Kaddish Baruch Hu and knew something was going to happen, like Nachshon ben Aminadav, they sang a Shira before they even knew what was going to happen. Before they even knew how, and even if that they would be saved. They sang the song beforehand. The second group of Jews, only after they entered into the Yom Tov, and after they came out the other side and saw the Yom Tov crashing down on the stream, only then did they sing the song. We are now in the midst of a Yom Tov. We are in the midst of an Eis Tzara. We're not sure what's going to be, but we do have to have belief. We do have to have trust that there's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. That the Kaddish Baruch Hu is going to bring an incredible Geula and Yeshua and Refuah. So we aren't at Yom Tov yet. We aren't at Kriyas Yom Tov yet. We're a couple days before. But are we going to be part of that group that only sings the Kaddish Baruch Hu's prayed after everything's over? And after everything makes somewhat of sense? And after we see the Geula? Or are we going to sing the praise to Hashem even beforehand? Trusting and knowing that Kaddish Baruch Hu is going to bring about a Geula. Let's be that group that sings a song before Shri Shabbat Pesach. Let's be that group that sings a song before the Kriyas Yom Tov. Let's be that group that sings a song before we see the Geula. And with our trust, our emunah and bitachon, with our davening and learning in chesed, we should be zocha to see that geula, that Yeshua, and that refuah. Let's all together now recite Tehillim, Perkof, chapter 20. Lam natsayach mizmor David, yancha adonai biyom tzara, yitagevcha shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Umitzion Yisadeka, Yiskor Kol Minchosecha, Olascha Yidashen Esela, Yitein Lecha Chil Vavecha, Vechol Atzatzecha Yimalei, Niranina Bishuatecha, Uvishem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalotecha. Ato Yadati Ki Yoshia Adonai Mishicho Ya'aneu Mishmei Kodesho Bigvurot Yesha Yimino. Eile Varechev Ve'eile Vasusim Vanachnu Bishem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir. Heima Karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu, kamnu, v'nisodad. Adonai Yoshia, hamelach yaneinu, Yom Kareinu, Perek Chav Zayin, Chapter 27. The David Adonai Orivi Shi Mimi Ira Adonai Maoz Chayai Mimi Echad Bekrov Alai Nirayim Lechol Es Bisari Rai Voyevai Li Hema Choshlu Vinofalu Im Tachane Alai Machane Laira Libi Im Tokum Alai Milchama Bezos Anivoteach Achas Shalti Neis Adonai Oso Avakesh Shifti Bezos Adonai Kol Yimei Chayai Lachazos Benom Adonai Ulvaker Beichalom Kitzbineni Bisuko Biom Ra'a Yastireni Bisefer Olam Bitsur Yeromimeni Ve'ata Yorum Roshi Al Oivai Sivivosai Ve'ez Bechava Olam Zidchei Sura Ashira Vazamra L'Adonai Shema Adonai Koli Ekra Vichaneni Vaneni Lecha Omar Libi Bakshu Fanai Es Panecha Adonai Abakesh Atasher Panecha Mimeni Atak Baf Avdecha Ezrasi Hayisa Al Titisheni Val Tazeni Elohei Yishi Ki Avi Vimi Azavuni Vadonai Yasheni Horeini Adonai Darkecha Unicheni Barach Mishor Leman Shorai Al Titineni Benefesh Tzerai Ki Komu Vi Eidei Sheker Fifeach Chomas Lulei Hemanti Liros Bituv Adonai Beretz Chayit Kavei El Adonai Chazak v'yamei tzibecha v'kavei el Adonai. Perek Kuflamet, Chapter 130. Shir amalos mimamakim krasicha Adonai. Adonai. Shema v'koli Tiena aznecha kashivos Lekol tachnunai Im Adonos tishmor ya Adonai Mi yamod Ki imcha hashlicha Liman tivarei Kivisi Adonai kivisa nafshi V'livaro Ochalti Nafshi L'Adonai Nishomim L'Boker Shomim L'Boker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Kim Adonai HaChesed Varbeimo Fudus V'hu Yitei Yisrael Mikol Avonotav. I'm going to recite Mishabech Cholim. I pause, please, and insert the names. Yishabeach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe Aaron David U'Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Yapei Asafolim Bavur Shekol HaKal Mispalim Bavuram B'tchar zeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Olav, Lachimam, Raposam, Lachikam, Lachayosam, Bishvach Lamehra, Befuhr Hashem Amin HaShemayim, Ramach Hivarav, B'shad Kidav, B'soch Shachal Yisrael, Befuhr Hashem Nefesh, Befuhr Hashem Gof, HaShabag Olav Zman Kariv, B'namar Amin. Acheinu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanusunim betar of Yeshivia, Haom dim bain by Yamuvain by Yavasha, Hamakum Yachim Alem, Yosim in the Tar of Vacha, Umiafaila Laura, Bishuba Lagula, Hasha Batala of Islam Karib, Vinamar Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Levin. For this week of Chol HaMoed, the OU has been working around the clock to present and share with you an unbelievable smorgasbord of programming. Please see the daily email for more information. If you do not receive the daily email, all of that information can be accessed at ou.org/OU today. That's ou.org/OU today. I would like to highlight that tonight at 6:13 Pacific Daily Time, and yes, that was purposely done, world-famous comedian Ilan Gold will be doing a special live stream for the OU and you on his Instagram account. Ilan is famous for his many funny and comical routines, as well as his Netflix special and Amazon Prime Video feature. As one of the tribe who understands the nuances of being an observant Jew, Ilan is primed and ready to provide some much-needed comical relief tonight at 6:13 Pacific Daily Time, that is 9:13 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for those of us on the East Coast. It can be accessed tonight on Ilan's Instagram page. For those of you like myself who do not have Instagram or know how to use it, simply Google Ilan Gold, E-L-O-N, Gold, Ilan Gold, and the word Instagram, and that will bring you to the right page. I would also like to thank one of our amazing Daily Call participants, Miriam Burfis, who writes a column for the Jewish Press and who highlighted the Daily Tehillim and Chizuk Call in the current April 10th edition of the paper on page 47. Thank you very much, Miriam. And with that, we hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova, and may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Monday, Chol HaMoed Pesach, at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, for words of inspiration from Rabbi Yosef Weinstock of the Young Israel of Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale, in Hollywood, Florida. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day. Mladim L'Simcha.